Okay. We are in Perek Beis. We're in Shar Beis Perek Vav about. And we were speaking about that the Achila and Shtia of the world, the function of eating and drinking in a person is to keep the relationship between the Neshama and the Guf going. So, two, that is the Achila and Shtia of the universe is Torah and Mitzvahs, because that's what's keeping the Neshama of the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hispashtus into the world, that's what's keeping it connected. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu, continues through the Midos, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu continues, So as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mitzias, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mitzias extends into the world through the Midos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it functions the same way as the Neshama in the Guf, in the same way that to sustain the relationship between the soul and the body, one needs to eat and drink. Because that provides the nutrients, even though it provides the nutrients to the guf, but it's what keeps the guf and the neshama together. So too, Torah and mitzvahs is the spiritual form of eating and drinking that's provided to the world in order to keep the world going, to keep the hispashtus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that extends into the planet, into the world, into the galaxies, into all the universes and the world, that keeps it connected. That's what Nefesh HaChaim was saying yesterday, and we said yesterday that he says that there's a lot of different types of mitzvahs, just like there's different types of food. There's some foods that you can't do without. Some foods you can't do without. A little bit of food, a little bit, you do without that, a little bit, you're done. That's why we say Torah is like mayim. And the Gemara says you can't go 3 days without water. You go 3 days without water, you die. So too, you go through, the world goes 3 days without, if it goes even 1 moment, the Nefesh HaChaim said, 1 moment would go by without Torah learning, you would die because the Torah would cease to, the world would cease to exist. So then there's some foods or mitzvahs that are like vitamins, etc. This is Nefesh HaChaim said. Here, he talks about the flip side as well. Okay. And he said the flip side is that a person can eat poison. In Perek Zion, he says, V'chein behepich, ha-ma'asim asher lo'y toivim chas v'shalom, the mice which are not good for us, they are to the world like poison. He's going to explain throughout the chapter. Now, he goes on to explain a few pieces from the Zohar that I frankly are a little bit deep for me. I didn't really quite get what he wanted to show from those pieces of the Zohar. But the idea he's showing is that when a person eats bad food, food which is not good for them, or food which is a negative for their, you know, their system, it creates a certain illness in the person. It's not a matter of, you know, it didn't taste good. It could be it's unhealthy, and it could be actually affect his health. Right? So it actually, you know, creates this negative power in the body when you eat bad food. So he goes on to say that when a person engages in bad midos, in bad mitzvos, in bad maizim, in averus, he creates something that upsets the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. Now, when you upset the connection between your body and your, when you eat bad food, then your body cannot be soivel that food. So what does it do? It has to expel it. It expels the food because it can't handle that food. It's not good for it in the stomach. It's not good for the body. So maisim, this is a pretty deep concept. Maisim, which are not good, averus, and things which are not good for the bria, when a person does them, what that creates is that now the relationship between body and soul, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the bria, is being like, you're putting in like this thing that it can't quite handle. So what happens is it gets turned and turned and turned until eventually the koch and the bria have to expel it back to the person. It gets expelled back. And this is what's called klipos. I don't know if you've ever heard of the word klipa. Klipas basically means it's like the part that's not good. about any particular Indian. Every Midah has its klipa of that meaning. It's like the, so he says, this is the part of when something happens, then the evil effect of the ma'aseh, of the action, now is that item, just like in your stomach, if you eat something, then you have to expel it out of your body, right? So it's the excess, it's the stuff which is expelled out of the body. So two, averus produce negative energy in the bria, and that negative energy is expelled back, and that produces a ruach hatoma. It produces an evil spirit, an evil ruach, and that ruach hatoma's got to go somewhere. Where's it going? It's one thing if you want to expel, and a person has to vomit, so they flush it down the toilet. That's easy enough. But here, this evil energy, where's it going? So he says it's very simple where it's going. It's going to find the guy who created it. That's where it's going. You created this, so it's like you feed the cat too many times, it comes back forever, it's going to try to find you. So this thing knows who created this energy. So now this thing is going to look for the guy who created him, this evil energy. And therefore he says this is ultimately one of the problems of what an Avera does. The onish that an Avera does is the way that we quote unquote get punished from it is by the evil energy that we ourselves created. Okay.
Is this different? This is different from the klipa? Or this is like a malach that's like,
yeah, no, that it's like, I don't know the details of the terminology. The point is that it's an evil force. Let's just put it like that. It's a tuma. It's a koach of tuma. Let's leave it as general as we can for this purpose, okay? But it's a koach of tuma, and that koach of tuma is magnet to the person who created it. Now, two things which are fascinating. So he says,
does the koach atuma create the klipa?
The koach atuma is what we're referring to as the klipa in this case. But for the purposes of this share, that's what we're going to refer to it as one general inyan of koach atuma. Okay. Now, he says like this. He says that, remember that we learned a while back in Pirkei Avos, we learned the Mishnah. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, brings a pasuk, and it says in the pasuk that a person who learns, who eats on a table and does not put on the table divrei Torah, it's like he's eating zivchei mason. Zivchei mason means the karbonos to avodah zarah. It's like you're eating avodah zarah karbonos, and the pasuk refers to avodah zarah karbonos with a pasuk shenamar ki kol shulchanois malu. Ki tsoya, b'li makon. Avodah zarah karbonos are referred to as ki, as vomit, and tsoya. Tsoya is excretion of a person. So that's what avodah zarah karbonos are referred to. Ki v'tsoya, which is basically the, you know, byproduct of the food. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that's exactly the point. Avodah Zarah is ki v'tsoya. That's exactly what it produces. Because remember, the mashal that we're saying is that Avodah Zarah is the bad food that you're malnourishing the world. So when you malnourish the world, what's produced? Ki. It vomits. In other words, that's the byproduct of when you malnourish somebody. Or they get a stomachache and they have diarrhea. They're producing excess of a byproduct from the body that cannot be soivel this stuff. He says that's why the man, which is a purely spiritual food, they didn't go to the bathroom. Because the entire thing, there was no byproduct, because it was an entirely spiritual, it fit exactly with the relationship between guf and neshama. So something which is nourishing the relationship between guf and neshama perfectly does not create any byproduct. It's all used to nourish the relationship between guf and neshama. And that's why the man, They didn't have to go to the bathroom, because it was created with the exact recipe and nutritional facts a nutritional, you know, ratio that would nourish the relationship between guf and neshama. Mitzvahs are like man. There's no byproduct. Mitzvahs produce that relationship between the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Averis produce a byproduct. And that byproduct is referred to as ki vitzoya. And that's exactly what the pasuk says. It's unbelievable how meduyuk, how exact it is that he's saying. It's not just, you know, the pasuk saying, avodah zarah is disgusting, like it could have said it's disgusting like a dead raccoon. It's also disgusting. It's not saying that. It's saying specifically in what form is it disgusting. It's disgusting because it the same way when someone ate something bad and then they expelled it out of their body and you walk by it, that's exactly what avodah zarah is. It's not a mashal. It's exact. It's precisely that. Avodah zarah creates this byproduct that's expelled out of the world that cannot be soivel, this thing, because it's not stimming, it's not fitting between the relationship between Baruch Hu and the Bria, and therefore this evil food, this avodah zarah, this evil act is malnourishing the Bria, and it produces this byproduct. That's what he says. Okay, it's an incredible shot in the
possible. The byproduct is the klipa?
It's the ruach hatuma. That's what I'm calling it for this purpose. Now, he says, by the way, I'm going to try to explain this. He says that this is pshat in the, you ever wondered what was the pshat in the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or? Baal Pa'or was an Avodah Zarah that they used to go to the bathroom on the Avodah Zarah. So he says it's a very, it's Avodah Zarah, it's an Aveira, I got it. It's a terrible thing. But what were they doing? What were they doing? It makes no sense. He said the people weren't fools, he says. They were not
fools. My favorite Avodah Zarah.
Do what?
My favorite Avodah Zarah, this one.
Yeah. Well, he says they weren't fools. They were Bali Avera. They did the wrong thing. But they weren't idiots. They weren't fools. He says what they're doing is that they are trying to say that we want to lift up even the byproduct and use even that part to serve their God or whatever. That's what they were really doing. Now, you're not allowed to do that because it's about the Zara, because you're using something, you're worshiping an alternate God. But the point, what they were trying to explain, what they were doing, the Avoda, the depth of what they were doing had a pshat to it. The pshat is that they were saying that even byproduct, it was kind of saying, even when you do something wrong, we're going to bring it back to you and say, no, we want it to be done properly. We want you to accept even the byproduct, even the things which are not necessarily. L'shem Shemayim, yeah. So this is what he says, pshat in the Baal Pa'or, according to this. In other words, because you have to understand, the assumption is that the Baal Pa'or people were Avodah Zarah people, but they weren't idiots. Right, because why would the whole world? Right? It wouldn't make sense. Like, oh, let's do an Avodah Zarah and go ahead and do something which is a bizarre to the Avodah Zarah. It doesn't make any sense, right? We all make fun of it, but the bottom line is, in the depth of it, they were saying something. What they said made a lot of sense in a certain way, right? They're saying that we want to take the byproducts, we want to take the things which maybe are not acceptable, and we want to make even those things acceptable. Okay, now. So a person does an Avera, how do they now, they created this terrible force in the Bria.
Okay? It's attracted to them.
And it's attracted to them. But first of all, it's attracted to them. Second of all, it's sitting around there. So there's this floating byproduct, kivit soya, going around in the Bria now because of you. Yeah, it wouldn't be nice if they found a flying comet made out of ki and soya, and they're going to blame you for putting it there, right? So how does the person go ahead and get rid of that?
That's the next question.
So now you created, so he says this is another, yet another element to what he said before, that punishment in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is not punitive. Punishment is not because you did something wrong, tit for tat. Punishment in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world means that you need to be soivel. You need to accept the ramifications of what you did. You've created this evil, swallow it. You created this evil, you've got to live in it. Like I always say, right? So you're walking down the path, and there's a haunted house over there, and then there's a beautiful mansion on the other side. You made the haunted house yourself to go live in it. You chose to create your house, go live in it. You know, I didn't do it. You did it. So you built that house. You got to go live in it now, right? So the punishment is a fact.
Doesn't this malach, this evil spirit, go to Hashem for life, and Hashem doesn't want to give it life? So he says, go get it from the one who made you.
Okay, so you're getting into Tomer Dvora now. What you're saying is in the Tomer Dvora. Yeah, he says such a thing like that.
It sounds very similar.
Yeah, so basically, the question we're going to have to deal with tomorrow is, so now that you created this stuff, and you created this byproduct in the world, and you created all this terrible stuff, so what are you going to do? You're just going to let it float around, and you're going to sit there, and it's going to run after you, and it's going to try to get you, and it's not good. So how does a person move on and be able to be soil that? Okay, so that's what we're going to learn tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Got it?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Tomorrow we'll wrap up this topic. We'll see you tomorrow.